First time at the gym. Don't worry that it is your first time. Here are some words of wisdom for you. Somehow, everyone is doing it the slow way because they think exercise is somehow magical. As a result, they only grow muscles once when they go from not working out to working out wrong. The biggest mistake that everyone is making is emphasis on the amount they are lifting over the duration that they are lifting for. They corner themselves by lifting too heavy for not long enough and not being able to lift for longer because their weight is too heavy. Duration first means that you learn to walk for 1 hour, then jog so slowly it might as well be cold power walking, and when you can move hard for 1 hour non-stop, you grab onto the lightest of dumbbells, one in each hand, and you do your jogging or power walking with dumbbells in hand from now on. The faster you move, the more of the fat reserves you use. The heavier your dumbbells, the more your muscles will grow. But again, you have to lift for an hour non-stop, and later on, even more, perhaps 2 or 3. You must start in the beginning, because your body needs room to adapt. It needs a signal persistent enough to figure out that adaptation is needed and a runway long enough to adapt so that eventually you can lift more and rather easily so. You can see how lifting too heavy forces you to stop too soon. If you start in the middle of the weight rack, you will never get to lifting for 1 hour. That's just not how it works. But if you start by lifting light for 1 hour, then it's no problem. You can see how sending such a message will not only have your body adapt, but make it feel effortless, at which point you will be able to lift heavier. It is very important for you to understand that you start in the beginning and lift light, but not so light that you can lift more, and never ever so heavy that you will be forced to stop. You can see how useful 3-pound dumbbells are. They may not give you much muscle, but they will prepare your entire body for 5-pound dumbbells, which do grow muscle, and then 7.5-pound dumbbells, which give you an athletic body, and are somewhat easy to dance with, or quickly twist and turn with to the beats of music. This helps you use up your energy reserves, and if you don't want to do that, then wait until 7.5 pounds feels comfortable. And hurry on up to 10-pound dumbbells. 10 pounds per each hand for 1 hour is a lot. It is the beginning of the large bodybuilder territory. Oh yes. Synchronize your motion with the beats of songs to enter a dance trance and make time fly. And use hiker food to fuel your body, so peanuts and dried fruit. And, as with all things, there is a bit of strangeness that you need to be aware of. Gyms are hot, summer and winter. Mornings in a park are not. Gyms will not let you walk or jog with dumbbells on the treadmill, as that really is dangerous. And you can imagine how the machines at the gym will ruin your workout. Dancing with dumbbells or cycling standing dumbbell exercises to the beat of music so that different muscle groups can rest and you don't really need to stop helps your back, your legs, your abdominal area. But if you sit or isolate your muscles in some way, you go from a full body workout to 2 or 4 muscles at a time workout, while the rest of your muscles aren't really working out. They may even atrophy, which has got to be the slowest way to get fit. Imagine if you were tasked with creating something that slows people down at the gym. Would you not invent a machine that makes you sit and just work on 2 muscles at a time? I think I would. More than that, the spacing between the weights is too wide. 2.5 pounds, as the ladies' dumbbell rack has, is perfect. 5 or 10 pounds probably prevents muscle adaptation. Your muscles need you to move slowly because they grow slowly. Aside from the strangeness, please know that the aches and pains are absolutely temporary. None of the gym rats ever remember their workouts hurting. It was for such a short duration and so unimportant that everyone just forgets it. If they ever return, that means you waited too long between your workouts. You need to exercise more frequently. And again, to burn fat, work out as often as you can and lift to the fastest songs that you can handle. Don't worry about how much you are lifting. To build muscles, stay around 100 beats per minute song range, meaning 50 lifts per minute, one beat to lift up and the next beat to lower down, and aim not to stop. Aim to eliminate all rest. Maybe double your workout duration to 2 hours. And keep walking and twisting and turning to support circulation and that full body exercise that the dumbbells do so well. Yeah, your exercise will look a little bit odd, certainly different. But you will see changes weekly, and they will get bigger as you go, which will motivate you to keep going, to continue challenging yourself a little bit at a time.